Technical Production, Edition and Music Selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa de International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next the International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
This is Tony Straka from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. The International Radio Report presents 30 minutes of news, information, and commentary on developments in the world of radio every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name is Sheldon. I'm here with Jill. We thank you for joining us. It's our weekly visit with you for half an hour of news and information from the world of radio. Our email address, radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook page, International Radio Report. We have two new members this week. We welcome Charlie and Joe to the group. And our YouTube channel, if you'd like to go and listen to the show at your leisure, it is youtube.com/International Radio Report. And we have 567 subscribers to the channel at this point. We're hoping to get some new content up there for you in the next month or so. So keep an eye out there for any special editions that we may have of the show. In the meantime, you can listen to the latest show and previous shows archived on the YouTube channel. So we have a lot of information for you today, both from here in Canada, North America, and around the world. So we'll get started with the reminder of the upcoming annual NASWA Winter SWL Festival. We talked about it last week. We'll be talking about it right up to the event itself. It's taking place on March the 4th and the 5th of 2022. And we invite you to go check out the website. Registration for the event is now open. There is a $10 fee to register for the full two-day schedule of events. You can't get a better bargain than that, I'd say.
Oh, no.
All sessions except the shortwave shindig are 1 hour. There'll be a hospitality suite that'll be hosted by the CIDX Club that'll be open throughout the weekend. And you can go to the website to see the full list of all the events that will be taking place. It is SWL Fest. That's SWLFEST.com. And again, it's March the 4th and the 5th, and it's a virtual event. You can register directly through the website there and pay your $10. You'll get all the information back later on with all the links for the Zoom hookups for the presentations and for the hospitality suite. So I heard from Richard and John, the organizers. I think we're over 100 people registered already, and it's only the end of January. So we hope to have a good size crowd turn up for that on March the 4th and the 5th. Last year it was Zoom, a virtual event. It was great. Lots of people had the opportunity to attend for the first time because of it being on Zoom. So we hope to see many of the regulars, plus a whole bunch of new people coming in again this year. So once again, swlfest.com is the place to go with all the latest information and the place to register to participate.
Yeah, please do. For $10, you have no idea how much fun you're going to have.
Oh, it's going to be great. Everybody's all pumped up about it already and talking it up and getting ready for it. So there's a really good list. You'll see the list of all the different forums that are scheduled. It's going to be really interesting. We want to remind you of something coming up on February the 5th. If you're looking to find something interesting on the radio, this comes from Mike Terry through World of Radio. Radio Andorra Revival. It's one of those little countries in Europe that we don't hear talked about very much. And they're going to reactivate a very famous radio station that was on shortwave at one point. Radio Andorra Revival will take place on February the 5th. and it will be on a number of different channels and frequencies. For North America, it will be 1200 to 1400 UTC on 5850 kilohertz via WRMI in Florida. If you're in Europe, it will run from 1630 to 1830 UTC on 6175 kilohertz. That's from the Moosbrunn transmitter site in Austria. Also in Europe, it will be on medium wave from 1900 to 2100 on 1467 kilohertz. That's through the Radio Monte Carlo transmitter in France. And for Africa, Asia, and South America, 2130 to 2330 on 7400 kilohertz via the Armenia shortwave transmitter site. So this will be really something quite interesting to listen to. There will be online feed of it as well. We'll put up the link to that for you. And we thank Christian Milling for sending along this information via Christoph DXer to ADX Facebook group. No, I don't think I was listening to shortwave when Radio Andorra was still around. So it's been gone for a very long time. So this will be a nice opportunity to hear the station activate again. I would imagine most of the transmission will be in French. But that remains to be seen.
Yeah, last year when they did the same broadcast, it was mostly French. There was a little bit of English IDs, but most of it was in French. Yeah. I'm surprised at how early in the morning the one is for North America. 12 to 14 UTC is quite early here in North America.
Yeah, it's they are spacing them out throughout the day for different areas. But yeah, I was thinking they would have put one on like prime time for North America, but instead it will be on early in the morning. But yeah, you'll have a number of different opportunities to hear it. And if not, you can certainly check it out online. Yeah. So we'll put up all those links for you on our Facebook page.
Yep, I wouldn't be surprised that the 2130 from Armenia and 7400 might make it also. So what's coming up? World Radio Day, Sunday, February the 13th, 2022. Proclaimed in 2011 by member states of UNESCO and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as an International Day, February 13th became World Radio Day. Radio is a powerful medium for celebrating humanity in all its diversity and constitutes a platform for democratic discourse. At the global level, radio remains the most widely consumed medium. The unique ability to reach out the widest audience means radio can shape a society's experience of diversity, stand as an arena for all voices to speak out, be represented and heard. Radio stations should serve diverse communities, offering a wide variety of programs, viewpoints, and content, and reflect the diversity of audiences in their organizations and operations. Radio continues to be one of the most trusted and used media in the world, according to different international reports. The theme for the 2022 edition of World Radio Day is thus devoted to radio and trust. Celebrations in 2022, on the occasion of World Radio Day 2022, UNESCO calls on radio stations worldwide to celebrate this event's 11th edition and more than a century of radio. This edition of the World Radio Day is divided into three main sub-themes: trust in radio journalism, trust and accessibility, trusts and viability of radio stations. So this is going to be interesting, and it is true that radio is very important. And I think with events happening right now around the world and in Russia, Ukraine, and all of that, radio is very important and still plays one of the most vital roles in giving out the information needed for populations that might be in a dire situation. Still shows. It's extremely important.
Yeah, we'll be on the air that day with a show.
Yep.
Because it is a Sunday, February the 13th. So we'll have some content in our broadcast on that day focusing on World Radio Day. I know CKUT, we've informed them of the event, and they're going to spread the word around to all the different programs and programmers. And you can do the same to your own local radio stations, or if you work at a radio station, you may want to mark that day. So we'll put up the website where you can go and learn a little bit more about the day And they give you some suggestions, some ideas of things that you might want to discuss or talk about. And you'll be able to register your event on the page as well, so that people can go to the page and check and see what different stations around the world are doing to mark World Radio Day. So that's coming up Sunday, February the 13th, and here on the International Radio Report, we will mark the occasion as well. Next, we are going to take you down to Trinidad and Tobago, somewhere I don't think we've ever talked about on the show as far as radio, and something interesting going on down there. This comes from the Jamaica Observer via Radio World. Trinidad and Tobago regulator issues warning after radio station broadcasts an interview with a prison inmate. The Telecommunications Authority of Trinidad and Tobago has warned broadcasters to comply with all of the conditions set out in their concessions after a radio station last month broadcasted an interview with an inmate at the island's Golden Grove prison. In the statement, the authority said it had conducted an investigation of the Slam Roadblock show broadcast on Guardian Media Limited's Slam 100.5 FM on December 1st last year for inappropriate content and possible breach of its concessions. Upon review of the program, they found that the hosts of the show facilitated and encouraged an interview with a purported inmate of the maximum security prison, the regulator said, adding that the inmate was permitted to make statements that would have disturbed the general public, particularly at a time when several prison officers lost their lives, reportedly at the hands of criminal elements. A TATT said that it also found that the radio station ought to have known that inmates are not allowed to access mobile phones and that the use of the mobile phone by the inmate to communicate with the station would have been unauthorized and contrary to the law. They said that it found that the station did not adhere to the standards of taste and decency expected of a national broadcaster, as the station exercised poor judgment in permitting an inmate access to the public airwaves without due regard to the concerns of the public. A warning was issued to the station on the condition that the station issued a suitable apology and that the station undertakes exercises to caution and outline social responsibility in the conduct of interviews in the future. The organization said that the station issued an apology on January the 20th. It reports the station as saying, quote, "It was not the intention of our hosts or the management of Slam 100.5 to encourage, incite, or permit illegal contact by anyone, including anybody purporting to call in as an inmate of a prison." So this is an interesting story.
Yeah. Looks like maybe one part of it is that somebody somewhere did not think it through, that maybe there should have been a little more research on how we're going to do this. But it is kind of an interesting story, absolutely.
You know, there's something that CKUD does every year called Prison Radio, where they actually do some alternative programming where they talk about prisoners' rights, and they do actually have some prisoners interviewed during the special programming and what have you. But this seemed to be kind of just sort of a one-off thing. And as you said, maybe they didn't really look at the rules and regulations that were set up by the National Authority of Broadcasting. So it did get them into a little bit of hot water. They don't go into the content of the conversation that went on, but obviously they felt it necessary to clamp down on them. So kind of an interesting story. I hadn't come across something like that before.
Yeah, and an interesting side of you know, the stories. I mean, most of us have pretty much very little or no idea of how it's working out inside. So what's happening with our sun? Well, we had a lot of geomagnetic storming going on at the beginning of the week. Actually, I was looking at one of the Canadian streaming websites where you could see auroras from Manitoba. And it was kind of interesting. I was comparing radio listening and the auroras as they were more or less, you know, bright in the sky. And it was very interesting to look at. And, of course, that kind of winded down as the thing, the propagation and the sun came back to normal. There's quite a few sunspot groups. We do have a sunspot count of 85, and the solar flux is above 100, which is very nice. What we are expecting is a continued flaring here and there that could happen. A couple of those sunspots are actually growing fast, so that could make some disturbances in our listening. There is a coronal hole that will be sending out some solar wind that could reach us on January 30th, the day. And so if conditions are not up to what you expect, that could be possible due to this. And depending on what's going to happen, and with a solar flux at 100 and more, it's time to listen to the higher frequencies, including the 10-meter band. And as we are coming up to World Radio Day, I got an idea. How about dedicating next Sunday to a full day of radio? So for that, you got to turn it on and listen.
For the latest news from the world of radio every Sunday morning at 10:30 on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at CKUT.ca.
So there's a new clandestine station, Mizima Radio, on shortwave. This is via Yimber Gavaria on the International Radio Report Facebook page. A new clandestine station began broadcasts on shortwave around January the 1st. The station is called Mizima Radio and is on the air on a daily basis via the Encompass DM transmitter at Dabaya in the United Arab Emirates. He noted in his logbook that January 11th, he heard it on a 17730 kHz via Dabaya, and it was sign-on at 1159 UTC with introductory music, clear ID, and announcements in Burmese at 12 UT, news at 1202, music at 1216 to introduce a commentary program. There's a good signal, except from some slight carrier hum, January 11th. The vision and mission statement for the station is to be a leading independent media organization on Myanmar, playing a vital role in building democracy and informing citizens. Mizima aims to provide high-quality news on a variety of topics with hard news, features, investigative stories, and more relating to Myanmar, which is balanced, timely, and accurate for Burmese and international audiences. By producing high-quality news, Mizima contributes to freedom of expression, opinion, and free flow of information in the public interest. So this is neat. I'm going to have to check that one out. It's interesting to see all these little stations popping up with relays like that that have programs for different communities. So this one for Myanmar, pretty interesting. I'm going to have to take a listen.
Yeah, it's an indication that they probably wouldn't be able to do this in Myanmar, to put out a station like this. So again, showing us the ability of putting a program out on shortwave, produced probably in some other country, being able to transmit via shortwave and getting those broadcasts into Myanmar for people to listen to. So it's, it all adds to what we keep talking about so much, the power and the reach of international radio.
Yeah.
There are no borders. You know, the signals can get through, and people have the opportunity to hear news and information that they probably wouldn't be hearing on their domestic radio. Very important for stations like this to exist, and important to have these relay transmitter sites around the world that stations like this can use to get their programming out.
This reaches to a very interesting topic that we did have on my live show on Wednesday. We came across, somebody asked a question about, if things go bad, can countries rebuild their shortwave transmitting capability, even at low power? And I said, I don't think today you can order a 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitter and it's ready to ship. They probably have to build it. I don't think they have them already done. They only do it when they ask for one and they want to buy one. And I said, I think the future of any country that wants to come back to shortwave for any kind of reason, political or whatever, will be through relays. They're going to do something and they're going to be on one of these relays. And I think this is a demonstration of that future of shortwave.
Yeah, there's a number of these big sites around, the Radio Miami site, of course, the one in Armenia. There's this one in the United Arab Emirates and a few others around that are being used by a lot of different broadcasters. It's certainly easier to do it that way than to try to, you know, as you say, rebuild or build your own site to transmit yep. from. Much more affordable to do it this way. So we have an interesting little story here from the United States that I thought you'd find interesting. It comes from Radio Inc. College kids hope to break radio record. On February the 5th, college students Zachary Sinutko and Colin Kennedy, who work at WJCU-FM in Cleveland, will try to break the Guinness World Record for the longest consecutive radio interview. The record is 25 hours and 26 minutes. WJCU is on the campus of John Carroll University, where the students hope to go for 25 hours and 30 minutes. They're allowed a 5-minute break every hour throughout the marathon. In an interview on Channel 19 in Cleveland, Sinutko and Kennedy said they have printed out 3,500 questions that they've accumulated over the last year. Now, we were looking at this story. We think this makes it sound like they're probably going to be interviewing each other.
Something like that, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Could we sit and talk to each other for 25 hours and 30 minutes and have enough to talk about for that long?
We have a pretty good ability at talking about whatever, but that's a long time.
What's your record on your YouTube channel?
My record is
over 5 hours.
5 hours and 30 minutes. So that's pretty good for a guy that's alone. But of course, you've got the feedback of the chat room that helps you get subjects. But you better be prepared, that's for sure, if you want to interview and have, 3,500 questions. I think that might actually be fun to, you can listen to the stream of this, to take a listen from time to time throughout the 25 hours. I think it could be interesting.
Yeah, I'll look up the station. I didn't do that yet, but I'll look them up and see if they are streaming it. It would be fun to try to tune into this. They're doing it on February the 5th. Yeah, we'll check it out and see if they manage to break the record. It should be kind of fun. Thanks to the radio station for giving them the airtime to do this too. That's not many stations that would do that, I'm sure. Anyways, yeah, we just had that story just before that one about the new clandestine station. And there's been a lot of people talking about how radio is going to play a part in this whole Russia-Ukraine situation that's developing. And we're starting to see some stories pop up about that as we speak.
There's a lot of things happening. It's interesting how we noted that, I've been monitoring, you've been monitoring the buzzer on 4625 also. Some of the Kiwi SDRs that are actually blocking the waterfall just where 4625 is, so we don't see all the little troll faces and whatever they're trying to send in pictures there. And I've been listening to that on, I think it was Wednesday evening, from a Norwegian Kiwi SDR, and there was some really heavy metal music, which was actually on the frequency for a good hour, probably. So all sorts of things happening there.
Well, a lot of people were talking about, you know, what even before this development with Russia and Ukraine, as to, you know, what is this station there for? You know, why does it just sit there buzzing all day long? And now there's some theories circulating. I read some just today that they think that this could more or less prove that this station has some sort of military purpose, because things have been happening with it since this whole development with Russia and the Ukraine situation. You know, if they're able to do things to the signal, suddenly, you know, they're hearing communications of some sort, some CW, and then people trying to jam it. Somebody obviously knows why this station is there and what they intend to use it for.
There was also a lot of people noticed, you know, there are some 24-hour monitors of the buzzer that, like, every time something changes, they just post it. And one of the things that we have noticed since all of this is happening is how many times the buzzer became a beeper and the sound changed. Some people reporting that there are some Russian phonetics being sent out from time to time as the buzzer stops for a couple of minutes. There's also been one reporting that the famous number stations that we get out of Russia are more active. One of them, M12, which is a Morse code number station, often has a transmission that says, well, if there's traffic, if we have something to send out, we'll be there. But, you know, most of the time there was no signal. But apparently lately it's been almost all the time active with a message in Morse code, which means that, you know, all of these little mysteries of shortwave that we are all intrigued, well, something's happening, and definitely it seems like someone out there knows that, you know, what they are, and they, the buzzer that, you know, for years is mostly a buzzer, suddenly kind of, we realize kind of now that, well, you know what, it seems to be used for some reason.
Yeah, there's a purpose to them. You know, they're not just there because they're there. They're there for a reason. We're also noting a lot of traffic on the U.S. Air Force frequencies with messages going out. We don't know what those messages mean, but when we hear a lot of traffic, then we know that something is up.
Absolutely.
Generally involving movement of you know, equipment around and what have you. So, we've got to keep an eye on things. One thing you might want to do, Radio Garden is a really interesting site to listen to radio stations from around the world. What's nice is you don't need a list. You just go to the world map and you see these little green dots and you click on them and you'll start hearing audio from a local radio station. So I was checking out some of the Ukrainian stations, some of the Russian stations, countries around the area to see if there was anything of interest there. So that's something you can do without even having a list of radio stations. Like if you want to listen on SDRs, you really kind of need to know the frequencies to go check. Whereas with the Radio Garden, you can just go to the world map, pick a spot, click on a green dot, and you'll be listening to the radio feed.
So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
We have quite a few this week coming up. First off, we have the Vermont CUSO Party, 0100 Zulu, February 5th to 2359 Zulu, February 6th. It's organized by the Radio Amateurs of Northern Vermont. It is CW, SSB, and digital modes, 160 through 10 meters, plus 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters. So pretty much all the bands for that one.
We have the 1010 International Winter Contest, single sideband, 001 Zulu, February 5th to 2359 Zulu, February 6th, organized by the 1010 International Group. It is a 10-meter band contest only, and it's phone SSB.
Next to Mexico, the Mexico RTTY International Contest, 1200 Zulu, February 5th to 2359 Zulu, February 6th, organized by the Federation of Mexican Radio Experimenters. It is 80 through 10 meters, and it is radio teletype only.
There's the Minnesota QSO Party, 14 Zulu to 2359 Zulu, February 5th, organized by the Minnesota Wireless Association. It's 160 through 10 meters, no work bands, USB, CW, digital, but no FT4 or FT8.
The FYBO Winter QRP Sprint, 1400 to 2359 Zulu, February the 5th, organized by the Arizona Scorpion QRP Group. It is QRP HF only, CW or SSB with a 5-watt maximum. And they ask you to use or be close to or near the QRP calling frequencies, but no work bands during this event.
There's the British Columbia QSO Party, 16 Zulu, February 5th to 2359 Zulu, February 6th, organized by the Orca, DX, and Contest Club, 160 to 10 meters, no work bands, and it's phone and CW.
The European Union DX contest is 1800 Zulu February 5th to 1800 Zulu February the 6th, organized by the European DX Contest Club, 10 meters through 160 meters, no work bands, it is CW and SSB.
And finally, the North American Sprint CW version, 23 Zulu February 5th to 03 Zulu February 6th, organized by the National Contest Journal. It's CW only, and it's 80, 40, and 20 meters only.
We'll put links up to all of these contests for you, as well as links to the majority of our stories here on the show today. So you can check all of that out on our Facebook group, International Radio Report. That will do it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again next Sunday with our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.